is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Howdy doody, it's me, the Celebrity Medium, with another Celebrity Afterlife Report just for you. Lots of stuff going on in the afterlife as always. New arrivals, old people that we've been reporting on for some time. You know, the usual mix of this, that, and the other thing to talk about. There's always action there, and it's my job to bring it to you in a concise and hopefully entertaining manner. Actor John Hurd just transitioned to the afterlife. Did a lot of stuff in his career, probably best known, however, as the father from the Home Alone movie. Who was that little punk kid who played in that thing? What a stupid name. Anyway, John Hurd was his father. He also was nominated for an Emmy Award for his work on The Sopranos. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess. I didn't even research this. I'm going to guess he was not nominated for anything in his work on Sharknado. Because I don't think Sharknado was, or any of the sequels were ever nominated for anything much at all. He got a very nice reception when he arrived. There's a good-sized crowd there. Not really, you know, a lot to report. Because, and this was bugging me, I kind of delayed the recording of this report because I was hoping there'd be something to tell you about John Hurd's arrival. But, you know, and then I thought, you know, not every celebrity who arrives in the next world is going to have something crazy happen right away. And that's the case here. It was a very normal arrival. He was there. People were happy to see him. He made a small speech. And then he went off to go live his new existence. So, you know, that's really kind of it. He did seem to be happy to be there, from what I'm told. So there's that. I'm sorry, I don't have a scandal for you, but everything can be a scandal. Chester Bennington was the singer in the band Linkin Park. He also arrived, and he had some fans, some younger people were there to greet him. Mostly younger, from what I'm told, although older people were not familiar with the band Linkin Park or Chester Bennington. There is something to tell you about here, though. Thank God. This will be the most boring of the 148 Celebrity Afterlife Reports I have done. He was approached, after he made his little speech thanking everybody for coming and so forth, he was approached by the guy who was the manager for Gary Marshall. Remember Gary Marshall? He was behind Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and all that, and he's, in fact, the brother of Penny Marshall. Gary Marshall was approached to work at the All Dog cable channel, which still is not on the air yet in the afterlife. He was the creative director, and then they kind of went behind his back, somebody there, and tried to hire Alan Thicke to do a late-night talk show where he would have a canine sidekick. And Alan Thicke was, like, just disgusted by the whole idea of that and stomped out. And Gary Marshall called him and apologized. Well, I don't even know the name of this guy. But there was a guy who was Gary Marshall's manager, and Gary broke away from him, fired him, because of the whole nightmare with Alan Thicke. Well, that guy, whatever his name is, people witnessed this thing. He approached Chester Bennington, the Linkin Park singer, and said, hey, I'll represent you in the afterlife and this and that. And from what witnesses said, it looked as if Bennington was poised to sign up with the guy because obviously he doesn't know about the whole Gary Marshall nightmare. So, something tells me that's going to be a train wreck down the road. Maybe I shouldn't make that prediction. Things play out in strange ways in the afterlife, but that's just my best guess. All right, as I reported on the last show, Walt Disney and Steve Jobs are supposedly not speaking to each other, at least in part over their disagreement about the direction Mediapolis, the town that they co-run, should take. The town used to be called Trump City when it was operated by Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father.
Anyway,
Disney thinks it should be a theme park. Steve Jobs thinks it should be a technological research and development center. They decided to basically split the property in half. Disney has the front end, which is a theme park or is going to be a theme park. Jobs has the R&D in the back, and they're just, you know, being polite. So reports say they have badmouthed each other privately, although in the public or to the public, they say, oh, we're happy working together, and, you know, we respect each other so much. We each realize that the other is a visionary with a unique outlook, you know, all that PR crap. There's a rumor, and I wouldn't put a lot of faith in this one, that some of the stuff in the theme park side is going to have audio animatronic robots like you have in Disneyland and Disney World. There's a rumor, and that's all it is, and that's all I think it's going to turn out to be, is that one of the robots that Disney is going to use is kind of a parody of Steve Jobs. You know, like an exaggerated version of him as some kind of nerdy tech guy. And whatever the attraction is going to... I think that's just people, you know, making up stuff. But, again, strange things happen in the afterlife. We'll find out when we find out. That is strictly a rumor at this point. Totally unconfirmed. It's just something that's going around. Lastly, if you listen to this show at all, you know the whole crazy deal that's been going on in iVironment, which was a place built by the aforementioned Steve Jobs to be an indoor rain attraction. It doesn't rain in the afterlife. So some people said, gee, I miss the rain. I like rain. So Steve built this thing in a giant blimp hangar-sized building where you can go and you can experience rainstorms. And he got disgusted with it. Go in the archives and find references to the story because it's absolutely nuts. Anyway, it ended up with Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat running it. And they have kind of taken it other directions beyond a simply family-oriented theme park kind of a thing. Well, on the earthly plane, a couple of days ago, Salvador Dali's body was exhumed because of a custody battle. Somebody is claiming that he's their father and that they deserve part of his estate, so on and so forth. So they exhumed the body, and it was reported in the earthly press that the body was so well preserved that his famous crazy upturned mustache was intact. And people in the afterlife are generally aware of things that go on the earthly plane, especially if it concerns them. So Dali knows this. So he's been running around doing interviews all over the place saying, that is proof that Dali is immortal. Dali is immortal. So there's a rumor, again rumor, that his partner in iVironment, Jean-Michel Basquiat, is getting a little PO'd because he thinks Dali is showboating about this, you know, mustache and exhumation thing and not staying focused on what's going on in present time for them, which is Stanley Kubrick, the famous director of 2001 and other amazing movies. He took over the reins of a movie they were making inside iVironment, and he did it on the condition that he would have complete creative control. So they did that, they gave that to him, and now they're kind of regretting it. Kubrick is taking the movie in an entirely different direction from whatever the hell it was that Basquiat and Dali had planned. And the movie is currently on hold because Kubrick is having a special lighting setup installed inside this giant, translucent, rubbery kind of sphinx that Dali and Basquiat had built as some kind of set for the movie. So it's a specially designed lighting setup, so it has to be designed, constructed, and put inside the sphinx. So everything is kind of on hold for the time being. But Basquiat is reportedly kind of ticked at Dali for just going around talking about his corpse's dumb mustache. So sometimes this stuff is so strange to report on. Okay, I am finito here for now. I have to get out of the studio before the automatic vacuum pumps turn on because the studio is hermetically sealed once I leave it and left that way until I come back in the next time to do another show. And I hope you know that everything I just said is nonsense. It's just time for me to go, that's all. I was just being dramatic. Anyway, I hope you will like this. Give it a thumbs up and all that kind of stuff. Subscribe to the channel. channel. Also, tell your friends, family, passers-by on the sidewalk, homeless people, anyone you happen to meet. The show is available on YouTube. It is available on iTunes. It is available in the Google Play Store. And it is heard on Mondays on K-Chung AM 1630 in Los Angeles. And we are proud to have them on board as our flagship station. It is heard there around noon time, as a matter of fact, every Monday. I thank you so much for listening. I do this strictly because of you guys. I love you all for doing that. Spread the word. I'd appreciate it. I will talk to you very soon. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.